Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Very pleased to have with us today Congressman Ralph Norman, who comes home as often as he can to regain his sanity from all of the crazy stuff going on down there in Washington. I'm surprised you haven't gone over the deep end yet.
But well, some say that I have. That's a privilege to serve. There's a lot of crazy things going on, but, you know, we got to fight for our country.
So let's talk about a couple of things that are under my skin. Number one, yesterday the top general in Afghanistan, Scott, whose last name I can't remember, turned over, you know, relinquished his command to his counterpart with the Afghan army. And so the departure from Afghanistan is continued, almost complete, way ahead of schedule. And while I understand why we don't want to have tens of thousands of troops over there anymore, and I understand why the Afghans have got to take some responsibility, you know, the numbers speak for themselves. We've spent $2.3 trillion over there. We've lost 2,300 service members and have had 20-some thousand who have been injured. And we're just leaving lock, stock, and barrel? I mean, even the Bagram Air Base that we built, we're just pulling out entirely, and yet we have residual forces that have been in South Korea since the 50s and in Germany since the 40s just to keep people in check. I don't understand this.
Well, to leave those people that have helped America through those translators, the drivers, the ones that have assisted the military is not fair. You know, they're looking, and to be honest with you, Manning, nobody respects this president. He's weak. I don't know who is advising him, but I hope that the 18,000 that are known now will get visas in place and maybe go to the, you know, United Arab Emirates, will go to Guam, or will be admitted somewhere. They're going to get slaughtered if they're not rescued.
And what is all this stuff that the president says is up to Congress to change the law?
No, it's got to be the president's got more latitude with military intervention to basically go to. We've been fighting for 20 years in Afghanistan. And, you know, we hadn't declared war, but, you know, the premise was in the Middle East, you fight the war over there after 9/11 rather than fight it here and let the Taliban, who are going to take over a place that we spent that long, spent that much money. And I would argue it's double the 2.5 trillion. I would argue it's 4 to 5 when you look at everything involved. The bookkeeping of the government is not exactly stellar, but it's sad for the people. It's sad for our country. And I think, unfortunately, look what's happening to Israel. We basically abandoned Israel, the only democracy in the Middle East. How is that working out? Mm. And so I look for this president to do nothing. Now, it's easy for say, let Congress do it. He knows better than that. He's, by dictate, has done so many things by executive order when it comes to, you know, the bipartisanship, which he claims, which is not there. We're as polarized now as we have ever been.
So if we look at recent history, when his predecessor Obama tried to do the same thing, pull people out of Iraq, it turned out to be a nightmare. He had to put a surge back in there to get things back under control. We already see the Taliban has been overtaking bases that were once occupied by the U.S. forces that have left. So we're just setting them right back up for another horrific experience over here in this country. I just think it's going to happen.
Well, you combine that with letting everyone in this country where, I mean, I've been to the border to let criminals in that do not have the best interests of America. And this just emboldens the Taliban and the terrorists. We've got an example in what happened in 9/11. We've gotten an example of that. And I don't know. It's a different day, and I pray for the police. I pray for those who are going to have to defend it. But it's up to us to the leadership is not there now. In the military, they know it. Look what's happening with Russia and what they're doing with Ukraine. Look what China's doing. They just don't respect the leadership that America has now.
Well, we've got ourselves a pickle, that's for sure. And I'm not sure. I wish I was more favorable towards a better outcome. But I just think, you know, history repeats itself. And if we're going to let the Taliban just come run right back in there, they hate us. They hate everything about us. We're not going to be ever be able to change the culture of Afghanistan, which I don't think that was our job. But you talk, they're going to slaughter those interpreters. Look what they're going to do to the women. They're going to put them back into the medieval society once again. I just can't believe we're letting this happen. And nobody on the other side of the political spectrum is saying one thing about it. I'm just flabbergasted.
Well, the media's not going to cover it. Just like they're not. Yeah. Just look what's happening on the border, the invasion. I call it an invasion of America. And you hear very little about it. We couldn't take pictures. The three times I have been there, you couldn't take pictures. Now, on the Trump administration, I mean, they took pictures of so-called cages. They took picture of everything and used it to blame Trump on everything. Trump was stopping it. We had 178,000 crossings in May, where we used to, the year ago it was 28,000. I mean, the sieve is open, and America's going to pay a price for it. This leadership, if it doesn't change course, and I don't think it will, but we're going to pay a tremendous price. And at what cost should we just open the borders up? I mean,
is there any other country in the world that does what we do with borders? No, absolutely not. I mean, just go to Europe and try to cross from one border to another if you don't have all your papers.
Manny, what's so frustrating for me is the left, the AOCs, Rashida Tlaibs, Omars, keep criticizing America. If America is so bad, why is everybody wanting to come here?
And where would they go? I'd like this.
Name me a country
where you can go.
Not Cuba. Is it China? Where else is better? And it's just so frustrating. And anytime anybody just continually downgrades, whether it's your child, whether it's business, something is wrong. And the downgrading of America has been popular, and we've got to stand up against it. And the media is a part of it.
No doubt about that.
And they just encourage it, and it's sad.
You know, we were talking this morning on Palmetto Mornings. When you take a look at the European soccer match between England and Italy. Prior to the match, the national anthems of both countries were done. All the soccer players had their arms around each other singing their country's national anthem. A lot of pride. Quite the difference we have here in America, where we have this kneeling and, you know, all this stuff. And the question was raised, how does this happen? Well, over there, their media is very nationalistic. You do one thing against their country, that media will crucify you over there. Over here, quite the difference. It's 180 degrees different. We applaud those who kneel and don't have any respect for the flag. I mean, you're right. It's the media. It's just,
They celebrate those who disrespect the flag. They celebrate those who criticize our country. And all of these athletes who come up competing, and they're the cream of the crop with, you know, at their chosen sport. They use our universities that's paid for by our taxpayers. They use the scholarships paid for by our taxpayers. You have a group of people who now want their moment of fame in the limelight should they place or even win, and we shouldn't put up with it. We ought to have just like you have to qualify and do separate different things. If you disrespect the flag, you're out of here. You do that up front. You do not allow that for them to even get that far, and there ought to be consequences. We don't have any other than, I mean, tell me what they go through if somebody. Kneels or who was it, the cyclist that wanted to burn the flag? I mean,
and look what the NFL has done. I just can't imagine that.
Why don't watch it? Jeez, I'm done with it.
Nuts. Okay, on another topic, because we could sit here all day and talk about this. This just came out this morning. The U.S. consumer prices rose last month for the fastest pace since August of 2008, up 0.9% in 1 month. You're a contractor by trade, a developer. You know what's going on with these prices. This is not what we want to see, is this inflation?
No, and it's here to stay. We haven't seen this is a tip of the iceberg. Try filling up your car and comparing it to what the price was a year ago. Try buying plywood for a deck. Try building a house. And I would argue that a house today is 38 to 40% higher than what it was during the Trump administration. And labor, trying to get people to come to work. The government is paying people to stay home, which is un-American. And to have to be hit with the worst pandemic in this country's ever faced, to basically a year and a half, businesses were shut down. And now to face a, during the last, Biden's been in office 170-some days, we're buying gas from countries that don't like us and paying the price. And, I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on.
You know, I get all this business about electric vehicles and let's do that. First of all, we don't have the infrastructure in place to support thousands, tens of thousands of electric vehicles out there. I mean, what are you going to do? Pull into a QT and say, where's your plug? They don't have that yet. We don't have the battery technology. I don't understand why we don't put the resources into developing that technology while we continue to support the oil industry to do what it's doing until we reach a point where we don't have to use oil anymore. Why isn't some common sense down there? It just gets me so frustrated.
They've sold out. The politicians have sold out. I mean, you try to put some sanity or reasoning into why would you, like the Keystone Pipeline, like the oil coming from Canada, why would you disrupt 20,000 jobs and then buy oil from countries that want to see the downfall of America? We got to have a change in office, and hopefully we're going to do it in the midterms and the upcoming.
Why would we give up the energy independence that this country had just 6-8 months ago? Why would we stop that? It doesn't make any sense to me.
And he did it by executive order.
And those people who are elected, this is what I can't stand about politics. Those people who are elected to represent all of the people, why aren't they asking questions? Why is it just one side of the aisle asking questions and not the other side of the aisle?
Well, the Republicans are asking questions.
I know
the media
that
will not cover it, and just like the border crisis.
But why is there not any Democrat down there that would ask these questions?
No, they stick together. It's led now, Manning, by the radical left, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Omar, who are socialist at heart. And it's control. That's why the only rationale you can say for letting everybody in this country is to have complete control and have votes. They want to solidify their reelection. And the country cannot take this. And that's why you got to have a change in leadership. Ask anybody in business, what's your biggest issue? People. In politics, it's no different. We got to change the people. And I can't, you know, it's so frustrating to be down there when things that are really harming our country, and you hear words about, you know, getting along with other people and wanting bipartisanship. That doesn't exist. They know it. And if they pack the Supreme Court, if D.C. becomes a state, conservatives will never win another election on the national level.
You know, this is so depressing, you ought to just stop the show.
I mean, the problems are the problems.
Yeah, they are.
You can't mask that. But what are you going to do about it? You know, in the business arena, you fix problems. And so what my solution, change the people. Anybody making those decisions ought to be thrown out of office. And I say that, and, it's so insane is what blows my mind.
Well, you got that. That's a great word. So one thing that's so easy for most Americans to identify with is we only have so much money in the checking account. And we can only pay, you know, we can only afford to buy this and buy that, right? In Washington, D.C., and I don't care whether it's been a Republican administration or a Democratic administration, the spending is just beyond the income level. So now we're talking about new ways to generate more revenue. You know, let's put more IRS agents in the IRS so that we can go back and, you know, get all these trillions of dollars that aren't coming in. Now, does anybody saying that money comes in, we're going to dedicate that to paying down the debt? No. They're just going to spend it. I mean, what is it going to take for us to go bankrupt before we understand that we can only spend what we have?
We are going to go bankrupt unless we change the ways. It's got to have, the appropriators in Congress have got to have the mindset when, and I think the conservatives will take over in the midterms. But power for the sake of power is no good. You have to do something with it. Getting this economy on a fiscal, stable footing is something we have to do now, and we're going to have to stop, cutting. The budget meeting has not, we haven't had a budget meeting since, this administration's taken over. They're not going to cut anything. And it, just like the listeners to this program have a budget with their business, with their home, with their family finances, the government's the same way. And there's a big disconnect, Manny, because you've got a group up there that thinks the money is theirs. And that's why they oppose tax cuts. And they use the slogans, rich, poor, black, white, and it's so divisive. But we got to get past all that and say, no, we're going to put this country on a firm financial footing, whatever it takes. Some people are going to have to say no to on some of these social programs and other. Taxes have got to be low. It's our money. It's not the government's money. But I would argue that the $30 trillion we're in debt doesn't include Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. And we've got to tackle those problems. We can't just keep talking about it. But now, as people know, Pelosi's in control. She controls all the committees. We're powerless other than to try to speak out. Tell me who we go to get our voices heard. CBS, ABC, MSNBC? No.
OTS so, Media.
Yeah.
But probably, you're right. You're a lone voice
yelling
out on all this stuff. And you're one of 435 in the House. And 535 if you add in those guys over in the Senate side. I mean, as I said, this has been a history of Republicans and Democrats. I mean, Trump spent a heck of a lot more money than he had coming in.
He did, but it wasn't on the trajectory that this president in 6-7 months has put us on. And it's not at the level. He put it, we would have had such a great infrastructure package. Infrastructure meaning roads, bridges, water, sewer. And it would be based on an equity basis of people putting in money. If you get money from the federal government, you have to put in some sweat equity.
Right.
This is just giveaways. He's bailing out cities that have been poorly mismanaged by the New Yorks of the world, California. And we just, it matters. One good thing I would say, if this isn't a, if people don't have a front row seat into votes matter, politics matters, they're getting into, they control, if you look at your pocketbook, they're getting 50% of the money, not counting the inflation that we're paying, which was man-made by this administration, and it didn't have to be there.
And on another topic, this whole thing about the rule of law, which we don't seem to have anymore in a lot of these major cities. So again, on Palmetto Mornings this morning, we were talking about the lunacy out there in San Francisco. Stores, major chain stores like Target, can no longer operate until 10 o'clock at night. They have to shut down at 6 because of the safety of their merchandise and their employees. Now, get this. A crook can walk in. Crooks are walking in to major stores in San Francisco with their calculator, putting in the shopping cart items that they want up to $1,000 and walking out without paying a doggone penny. And guess what? Nobody can arrest them in that lunatic city because if you are under $1,000 and are stealing something, that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, have we gone mad or what?
Just like we're a nation of borders, we're a nation of laws, and everybody's a victim. Well, we've got to get away from that mindset and not mind the criticism that the left is going to give us. Our law enforcement, there's been 128 officers shot, 28 by ambush to date. And, I respect our law enforcement. They put their life on the line, and we've got to protect them. And if South Carolina or any state that goes the way of California, New York, Illinois, then we lose the businesses. And, Manning, we lease to a lot of companies like Staples, Lowe's, and other companies that we've dealt with.
All right.
Guess what? If they're just what you described, if people just walking in and walking out and with no consequences, guess what? They've got a shareholders they have to cater to. They just close the doors. They do a loss ratio of, they're making money if they're not. The stores that are closing up that have been vandalized in all over the country, they won't be back. The sad part, everybody will suffer because the stores don't have to come back. They can go to parts that there's law and order.
Right.
But it's kind of a basic, and it's just they've forgotten it now.
All right, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, Ralph has brought his own Vanna White. His name is Austin. He is going to remind us how to do what we do here. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. The magical way we do it at the count of three, everybody. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, 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 garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
These days, everybody wants peace of mind. Some people do yoga. Some meditate. Me? I use Ready Home Security from Comporium. Ready Home lets me monitor my house, even when I'm hundreds of miles away. With Ready Home, I can use my phone or tablet to set my alarm, turn on lights, lock the doors, even control my thermostat. Yoga's great, but knowing that everything's great at home, now that's peace of mind. That's Ready Home. To learn more about Ready Home, visit Comporium.com or call 888-403-2667.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax your home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410-6.
Wow, have things changed over the last year? This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning, and also give us time to prepare for the week to come. But we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause, but remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. United States Congressman Ralph Norman is with us. We try to get him on here as often as we can. I'm waiting for the day to come when Ralph says to me, Manning, you ain't going to believe what's going on down there. It's really good. We ain't got any news like that, do we?
No, but you got to be optimistic, and you've got to work, and you've got to fight, and you've got to put the country first. And so I think that day will come because this country is too great. And as you mentioned earlier in the program, if not America, who? And it's time for we the people to get back in charge and to take the country to where and give it back to we the people.
So as we get prepared to start school, the governor's made it very clear that he doesn't want any of this critical race theory teaching to appear in the public schools of South Carolina. I would imagine that this, to me, is just another example of the country just going way, way crazy here recently.
I tell every speech I give, and I was in Spartanburg last night, to bring up, call the school boards, bring up critical race theory, and if they're teaching it, object to it. How is that helping our children to compete in the new world? It's not. How is the divisiveness, the Marxist pitting people, whites against blacks, and you know, how is that helping anything? It's not. You ought to be teaching the sciences, the mathematics, and the things that help you get a job and find your God-given talent. This doesn't do it. And again, the left has just taken over the school system. It's gotten fashionable to put up with this. The taxpayers have a voice in what's taught in the schools because they pay for it. The schools, the budget in South Carolina, 50% of it goes to schools. And so it's time to take our schools back. But, Manny, we can no longer be quiet. The good people, you know, bad things happen when good people stay quiet. And I can tell you the left doesn't look at it that way. And I've written South Carolina on the Confucius Institute. I've written USC, and I've written Presbyterian College, which ironically we're teaching, that's my alma mater, they were teaching the Confucius programs from the Chinese, which were spying and infiltrating this country. So critical race theory, we've got to stand up. And I implore everywhere I go for four or five people to make appointments, say, is it being taught? If it's not, verify that. And then to verify where the money is. All these school districts, not just in South Carolina, but all over the country, have gotten COVID money, or under the guise of COVID. Find, where's the money? Where is it spent?
Yeah, and that's a very good question because, I mean, your county has gotten millions of dollars, and I know the city's gotten some. All the cities have gotten some. So we talked about people, you know, being paid to stay, and we got to get people back to work. Now, starting this Friday, is it this Friday? Maybe it's Thursday. Those families who have filed income tax returns for 2019 and 2020 and have got young children, they're going to start seeing $250 to $300 a week popping up automatically in their checking accounts. I mean,
and illegals are included in that figure. And where's the money coming from?
I mean, it's no magic pot that they're getting the money from. This is just another ruse to keep people, I guess, from just what's the end game for this left lunatic socialist group is to have complete control and make people as dependent as they can be on the government.
Right.
And again, it's, you know, you can only put your finger in so many holes in the dike, but we've got to do it, and we've got to call it out for what it is. The good thing is more and more people are speaking up. And I really see that. I see there's a angst in this country that like I've never seen before because it's come so quick. And the things that the policies that this administration has pushed has been just so off the wall. And really, how do you correct when you get 2 million? And we're on track to get 2 million illegal immigrants in this country. How do we get them out? You don't.
Phew. Wow. All right. I promise you that I'd leave you a minute or two at the end. You had something you want to say about what happened here with the Travis Price case and with Officer Medina in Rock Hill.
Oh, yeah, I was livid. Still am livid over him getting fired. And I've relayed this to the mayor. I've relayed this to Chief Watts, who I like. But, during the press conference, they lost a great opportunity to praise the police. Nobody was shot. Nobody was tased. Nobody was bitten by a dog. And a felon was taken off the streets. Yet they fire a 10-year decorated officer. And I'm not going to be quiet on this because law and order is basic. And as I told the mayor, I feel real strong about keeping law and order and having South Carolina, and particularly Rock Hill, when people go out on the streets, they go shopping, they're protected. And it didn't happen there. And I'm really upset. I met with the family, and we'll see what happens. And he's charged with assault and battery.
Mm-hmm. Third degree.
I mean, it's sad, but.
Well, Congressman, we run out of time. Thank you for being with us. Always a pleasure to have you here. Stop in more frequently if you can.
We'll do it.
All right. Thank you. That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks for the co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Of course, we are here at the one and the only Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week, and the magical formula needs to be spread worldwide. Are we ready? I've got my chorus right here. At the count of three, we want everybody to join in. You too, Lucas McFadden. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.